recorded live.
Hello. Greetings.
Howdy.
What's up? Who's on the call?
This is Totenkopf.
And this is Slick Zero. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Not bad. Is Klaatu on yet? He said he was calling in. He's singing, right? Yeah, he's singing. Well, I don't exactly know what I'm doing here, so I'm just kind of playing around with it. How's everybody's Christmas?
So far, so good.
So far, yep. Same here. Good, good. I think this is going to be a complete cluster, but we'll go with it. So,
yeah, it'll be like, what was it, Freak Factor?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. That was the general gist of what I was going for, the Freak Factor thing.
So, okay.
And it's going to be up on tomorrow's episode, so it's an easy way to do an episode for Christmas. Nobody can do anything.
Yeah, I think this is going to be my first show of the year.
I think so. Back in the day?
It's like, you know what, a holiday at 10 p.m., that sounds like a time I could handle.
So you're not working, in other words.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, I don't know, this talk show thing's new to me, so I had to figure out how to put in a pin, and I'm confused. Very, very confused. I fail at the internets.
Aww.
And where's my other shows, Totenkopf?
Yeah, well, I just finished with school for the semester, so now I actually have time to do another show. Even though I have to sort of throw together a Nauticon talk.
You're speaking at Nauticon?
Huh?
You're speaking at Nauticon this year?
Yep.
Nice. I don't know if I'm going to make it out to Nauticon. I'm going to try for DEF CON.
Oh, DEF CON should be pretty fun, especially since it's at the end of July this year.
Yeah, it's usually at the end of July.
I'll have to try to make that. I have almost too many personal days saved up.
Yeah.
Looks like Mr. Scott's having a problem.
Yeah. That's Deep Geek. I don't know why he sent it to the whole list, but okay, whatever. I was looking up how many shows you actually had, Slicko. Well, I'm
doing...
Yeah. You have one.
This year? Yeah.
And it was on, yes, this year it was 0206.
Really?
Yeah. Project Technology.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I almost forgot about that.
That was back in February. And, you know, we still haven't missed a show yet. I'm impressed. 257 episodes later. But. And I've only done 7, which is amazing. And Klaatu's done nearly 30, but we won't go there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 29. And Deep Geek's at 21, and Dave Yates is at 19. That's the top 3. I don't know if anybody else is going to show up, but I'm going to hang out here for a while. So feel free to go and come as you please. I have nothing really planned for tonight other than talking about what you're getting for Christmas.
Actually, I one of the very few things I asked for was an Arduino, so that should be fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
excited. Yeah. Oh, what? Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's what Droops and Morgellon talked about at Nauticon, right? That Arduino thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did they talk about it at Nauticon or at Freaknik? Oh, because I think they're scheduled for Nauticon this year.
Yeah, it was Freaknik, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks interesting. I want to see Morgellon put together one of those shirts he was talking about. He was going to hook me up with some HBR shirts that had the that had LEDs in them, and they
mm-hmm.
would flash different
okay.
colors. Yeah, he never got around to that, but yeah.
It's pretty cool. I don't know if you know OpenFly, but he made one of those old camo jackets that they use in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and put in some LEDs and has scrolling messages on it. It's pretty cool. It's on the New York Resistor website.
Nice.
Yeah, I know OpenFly. I've seen him at 2600 meets, and I think was he in the van to Nauticon this year? I know he was a few years back.
Is he what?
We all took a van to Nauticon from the New York area. So I know he was in the ride over there.
Van. Yeah. And I think he's doing it again this year.
Okay.
Cool. Anybody else having trouble with IRC or is it just me?
No, I'm connected.
It might just be you.
I think it's just me.
I see Coder and Enigma connection timed out, connection reset.
Hmm. Interesting. Close that then.
Looks like he's going back to bed. He got
who's
fed
going
up.
To, who's going
did he ever finish his Arch install?
Who was that?
I know he was talking to Coder. I know he was talking about Arch earlier. He was trying to install it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he ever did or not. He was talking about it the other day, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like a 10-minute process.
I don't know. I don't know what he was talking about. I was paying much attention. It's been a rough week.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people said they were going to show up. What the heck? I guess I can't expect much for Christmas. For Christmas Eve, but, you know, hey, what the hell.
Right. But I want to hear some Klaatu singing.
Yeah, I know. I know, and he said he was falsetto, so that should be rather entertaining. Well, the backstory about that was he told me he wasn't going to sing, so I said...
Oh, so you're just...
Yeah.
Nice.
He said he didn't want me to hear him sing or something, so...
Okay.
Good times. Anyway.
Got to try to force it out of him then.
Yes, we can force it out of him. And I don't know, my Freenode connection is just like totally hosed. Good times. Like I connected, but when I joined in for Nauticon, it only went in the channel. Unless I spelled it wrong, which is very possible. Oh, there we go. I must have spelled it wrong. Because I fail at the internets.
Actually, that's a different nick now.
Yeah.
Oh, you have Opti now anyway.
It kicked me to that. It always, somebody stole my Enigma nick on Freenode, so I have to go Enigma Zero. Okay. Where the hell is Klaatu? He was supposed to stream this. I guess we're not streaming now. Because I told him my internet might not be too reliable because I didn't know where I was. So he was going to stream it on the DDP Hack Radio server, and yeah, it's not going to stream. Oh, well. We'll do it. I'm going to try to do more of these like live shows like once a month for next season. Because season 2 starts in January 1st. So.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Have any topics lined up for that, or it can be sort of
more like,
by ear.
More like roundtable type discussion.
Okay.
So we were. I was just going to pick a topic every month, and then we were going to talk about it. So, and then I was going to use a mailing list to come up with the topics we all wanted to talk about and see who's available for.
So. Anybody else started hearing a very staticky echo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Somebody else join?
Yeah, it's Killer Smurf from Canada.
Ah, hey.
Who's that?
It's Killer Smurf from Canada.
Ah, okay. Hi, Killer Smurf. Enigma.
Hello.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing?
Not so bad. I'm going to have to make this call short. I just wanted to pop in. I'm going to pop in a bit later. I'm going to put the kids to bed. Chat with you guys in a minute.
All righty.
Cool.
See you here. Okay. A lot of dead air. Cool. Anyway. And got it still going. Is he still connected?
He might have just put his phone down.
Yeah, I'm almost waiting for that static to go away.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm looking at the participants here and all right, yep, that was him. Okay.
Okay.
Much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're on the web client, you can see who's connected, and then I can unmute and mute people. So,
okay.
I think he muted himself. He's still connected. Interesting. Because you guys are anonymous, because I guess you don't have TalkShoe accounts, and he does.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, but it shows where you're from. That's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Like it shows that you're in Tampa, Toten, and you're in New Jersey.
Well, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Well, for a second, I almost forgot I moved. I'm like, I'm not in Jersey.
Well, at least the phone number is registered for New Jersey.
Right, right. That's true. My phone has always been with the 973 stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool. And then if you have a TalkShoe account, it actually shows the username, which is kind of neat.
Hmm.
It's the first time I've ever used this, so it's interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. I want to do a roundtable type thing for season two. It's an easy show to do, and I figured, you know, it would be somewhat entertaining, I guess, rather than me putting, you know, lugs up or something different, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah,
if you've got any ideas, any other ideas you can toss at me, things you don't like about the show, you like about the show, whatever, I'm
mm-hmm.
doing. Since I've got nothing better to talk about right now.
Yeah, well, I'm usually very fresh out of ideas for anything.
That's no fun. You're killing my airtime here. So, yeah, I'm killing dead air. So I wanted to do that, the round tables, and I wanted to do, lost my train of thought. Thanks for season two. Well, Klaatu is going to be helping me out now as my backup. So he's going to be the admin, I guess. My little code monkey.
Okay.
What do you want? And he doesn't show up the first night. He's officially a code monkey. Thanks, Klaatu.
Stage fright.
On air. Thank you. Anyway, so with him on board, hopefully I can get a break because it takes me probably 5 to 20 minutes a day, depending on the show, to post. So. And then if you have to go in and mix it in, then it takes a little bit longer, but it's fun times. Good times at Bio. So what else are you eating for Christmas? I'm changing the subject now.
I think I'm getting one of those lily pads from Spark Fun, which should be pretty fun.
Cool. I have no idea what else I'm getting. I don't know. I didn't ask for too much, though. I'm getting my parents a new monitor because they're using a CRT from God knows how long.
Ooh.
It does a whopping 1024 at 60 hertz. So.
His friend just chimed in.
Hi, this is Flexi. I guess I'm South California.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Greetings.
So it goes by the area code of the caller. She's sitting right here next to me, so I figured it went by. The area
No, my physical location, because I am not in South California.
Interesting.
This is on here. Is Claudio on?
No.
Nope.
He's lazy. It's Totenkopf and Slicko.
Hello, Totenkopf.
Hello.
Slicko.
Slicko.
Get his name right.
And
Warda.
Tampa Metro.
And we just drop your ducks.
I know. Damn.
I'll edit that out since we're not streaming live.
Right.
No, I won't. I'm lazy. I don't do any editing.
All of a sudden, I get a huge influx of emails and stuff.
Yes. You get the crazy stalkers that are. Yeah.
It's for GTFO.
Yes. Yes.
What are you guys talking about? Presents
for Christmas, yeah.
Okay. When dealing with a hacker, you can never go wrong with electronics.
Exactly.
Exactly, yes. More like an EEPC, maybe?
You shut up. You're not getting an EEPC. That's just a boss.
Thanks. She's not getting an
EEPC. Don't tell him.
You just told about 1,000 people that are going to be downloading the show tomorrow.
Okay. They won't tell you.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, and then you'd have opened it by then.
Good point. Yeah, I'm trying to be humorous here. It's just not working. You guys aren't helping me much. Thanks, guys. So you were saying a lily pad?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Here, let me try to find a link real quick that I'll post in the room.
What room are you in? Podcast?
I don't know where I'm at. I'm in like 5 or 6 different rooms right now. Pound Podcast.
Yeah, that would be the one that I told him to use.
Okay.
So what the hell is going on? I just got this link off of 4chan, and I decided to come troll you guys.
Off of 4chan? Damn.
Yeah, this link is all over 4chan. There's going to be like 50 people showing up any minute now.
Nice. That would be more entertaining than what we're doing now.
So what are we doing now? I don't even know what's going on.
We're talking about Christmas and techie gifts and stuff.
Oh, so who are you guys?
Totenkopf.
Totenkopf? The name sounds familiar. Isn't that like some character from a video game or something?
Nope. Think Prussian and Napoleonic Wars.
Oh, you might be right. I do study history, so that might be where it's coming from. So who else we have here?
Flicka.
Flickr, isn't that like a photo sharing site?
I don't remember. You know, I came up with the name so long ago, I have no idea what it was from.
Oh.
Enigma and
Enigma, wasn't that one of the Isn't that what the Polish, they defeated the Germans by reverse engineering the Enigma machines?
Yeah, something like that. And Plexi's phone died, so she just left.
And who is this?
This is Bill Cosby.
Ah.
Bill Cosby, huh?
Bill Cosby.
Where did you get that name from?
Love the pudding, sir.
Yes. Well, you see, new people say pudding. Old people remember the show. Like, why won't you kids just go to sleep? It's Christmas Eve. And they had the token white kid on the show. That was funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it, what was his name? Bubba or something? I fucking forget his name now. I think his name was Bubba. He was like the token white kid. He couldn't talk straight.
You white boy.
That was pretty funny.
Yes, you are unmuted.
Yeah, I was just listening to my read.
And you just broke up.
Wait. Okay, this is frustrating. I give up.
That would be Plexi giving up for tonight.
Aw, fail.
Yeah, I heard the, yeah. I give up.
Yeah, she was talking on the phone next to me. Anyway, so who is the Bill Cosby? What's his real nick?
Who is Bill Cosby? My real name is Adam Weishaupt, and I'm from Bavaria, Austria.
Yeah, I don't buy it, but okay, whatever.
So we're talking
about... He's
pretty
good at trolling whoever it is.
We're talking about Christmas, huh?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right on. Christmas is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And so you got the three wise men, and you've got the virgin son born, and so the three wise men preceding the birth of the virgin son is actually the three stars.
And I can mute him too. It's cool.
Damn it. Thank you. I needed that. It's actually the three stars in Orion's belt pointing to the sun rising in Virgo.
Hmm.
It's all astral theology. There's actually a really interesting lecture on this called the Pharmacratic Inquisition, and it details a lot of the astral theology, because all main religions are based on the knowledge of earlier man, and so. The stories that we have today are based on earlier stories from earlier times, where they watched the stars and the rising of the sun and the moon. The resurrection of the sun is literally like the sun goes away, and then it comes back.
Oh, wow. I always thought it was just the three wise guys seeking out this virgin MILF that they wanted to bang, gang bang.
No, the sun rises in Virgo, and then the three stars are pointing to the location where the sun will actually rise in Virgo. The 3 days in the tomb are the 3 days after the solstice where the sun spends before the new year begins. And so it's all, you know, ancient knowledge that has been, you know, converted to make people be able to understand it, you know, a little better in different ways. It's pretty interesting stuff. And like Christmas time, the packages that mysteriously appear under the evergreen tree are actually the Amanita muscaria mushroom, which are red and white, which is also the color of Santa Claus. They're psychedelic mushrooms, and it's also a favorite food of reindeer, which Nordic shamans herd. So the reindeer eat the psychedelic red and white mushrooms, and they make them fly. It's actually, all this is actually pretty well documented stuff, you know. It's just not readily common knowledge.
Okay.
But the Pharmacratic Inquisition, it's a free lecture you can get off the site pharmacratic-inquisition.com. There's a low quality Google video there that you can get and watch the whole thing. The guys that did it, they actually wrote a book called Astral Theology, and which is available on Amazon for like $17, and I don't know, I haven't read the book, but I've seen most of the lecture. It's pretty good stuff.
Okay, I don't know where that rant came from, but okay.
Well, it's Christmas time. That's my Christmas time rant, is that all of this stuff is based on different traditions, and most people don't really understand the ancient traditions of Christmas and religion in general. Because I'd already been doing research on ancient religions before I ran across the stuff that they were talking about in the lecture. And I was like, well, yeah, this all makes sense because I'd already learned that the traditions of Christianity and most other religions dated back to the time of Zoroaster and Mithras, which is before the Egyptian, you know, times. Even the
you, sir, are the most intelligent 4chan troll I have ever met.
No, I troll 4chan. I'm not a 4chan troll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I just realized that trolling 4chan is like shitting in a toilet. So, it's,
but he does it.
You know, it's like it's not, you know, whatever. It's pissing in a sea of piss. So I gave up on that. Oh, I did it for about 3 days. So I'm most recently a 4chan troll.
Yes, yes. And you found us through 4chan. So that's, you know.
No, I just made that up.
I knew.
Really?
we didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
No idea.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Yep.
And by the way, this is Foxfire.
I kind of got that by the voice, but I just
the voice and the laugh kind of gives it away. Yeah, it's kind of hard to cover that up, I know.
Yeah, from the whole the old school hacking, or what's your series called?
This Old Hack.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all of my equipment is shot right now, so I am out of the podcasting loop because I don't have a microphone or a computer to edit on at the moment.
When that happens.
Both of my desktops are down. I'm using a fucking like a 1,000 megahertz.
You guys want to talk a little bit quieter while the door's open and they can hear.
Okay, that was interesting. I love conferences. You never know what's going to hear.
Actually, I did try to start a 4chan podcast last night. Nobody was willing to join.
Yeah.
I guess they're kind of anti-social people. Go figure.
Really? I wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Again, never would have guessed.
You never would have guessed. You're antisocial.
I mean, it's just called the asshole of the internet. I can't imagine why.
Who knew? Who knew they'd be antisocial? I don't know. I even went to their IRC channel and tried to get them to join. They were like, no. We're too busy fapping to gore.
You know, I used to think You're the Man Now, Dog was the end of the internet. I was wrong. You were wrong.
What is the end of the internet, 4chan?
Well, the chance in general.
Yeah, well, that's the only one I'm familiar with.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the whole the .chan thing.
Yeah, I realized this morning that I like to, you know, interact with people that are above my intellectual level, not bring me down to their intellectual level.
Other than the sewage of 4chan.
Yeah, definitely.
Might be.
Ugly?
No, Davin, you're adorable.
Wait, what are you doing,
Megan? I'm on a call.
On a conference. Close the door.
Christmas episode.
Episode of
what? Sorority party's over. I'm on the phone.
Santa won't come until you get off the phone.
Okay, it's not ever. But it will be autumn, please. This will be on later.
Yeah, this is back in the Freak Factor days.
Where's the Christmas carol? I was promised Christmas carol.
Well, start singing.
Oh, not going to wait for Clad to?
It can has be
yeah,
Christmas Carol time.
He's missing in action. I don't know where the hell he is.
That's pretty lame.
I know. He ditched me. He's, I guess the threat of Christmas Carol was kept him away or something.
Let's see. I'll sing a Christmas Carol for everybody. Oh, mais on sent les neiges d'un temps. Je suis le prix de Noël blanc avec de la neige sur le prêtre et mais en sentant fenêtre regarder à tomber les flocons.
Kevin, please do not break my bed.
And was that in French?
That was French, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was in French.
French Christmas Carols rock. Although I could never find all the lyrics to that one after I learned it back in school. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have Google fail.
Yeah. Internet fail.
My internet's been okay lately. It
you
does.
Normally have internet fail.
I normally have internet fail. Yeah.
We have new people on the at least chat thing.
Yeah.
But nobody's actually called in. No, there goes one. Guest 13's gone.
Guest 13, you have fail.
Aw.
Yes. And Weeks, or whatever his name is, W-E-E-X, is on the chat, but he doesn't seem to be calling in.
What I want to do?
So what is the chat hosted
as? It's the TalkShoe chat thing.
So what is TalkShoe, like a free conferencing service or something?
Yeah, that's the bridge you're on.
Oh, they've got a web interface too, so you can go CGI IRC on the web interface.
Yep.
Oh,
kind of like what is that, the U, the video fucking site, the U shit. That sucks.
Yeah, there's a podcast called Linux Cranks that does a show on here every Saturday night at midnight, I believe, 11 o'clock.
Saturday night at midnight. Be there. That would actually make it Sunday.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's 11 o'clock Central Time, so it's Saturday,
11
but it's Sunday for me.
Well, that's different than 12 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's 12 o'clock for me. Because I'm on the East Coast.
Right. Well, the East Coast fucking rocks. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
So can we dial out? Can we do some prank calls? Call up some mall Santas and...
I don't know if you can dial out. This is the first time I've been on this bridge, so...
Hmm.
Mm. Yeah, most bridges probably don't want you to dial in out because then you're going to call fucking prank calls and
get
their bridge shut down.
Yeah, like they did a million and one times on Freak Factor.
Oh, yeah, we've done our Walmart calls, too. some of the most fun we had, though, was shit like 3 or 4 years ago when we started prank calling the televangelists. That was a good time.
Oh, man, that got to be fun.
That was a good time because... Shit, we called up one time, and it was like this guy, Voltage X, and he's from Australia, and he got his sister on the phone, and his sister had some kind of, like, occult book by A.E. Waite from, like, the 30s, and if you ever done Tarot, most Tarot decks are A.E. Waite decks, and he was an occultist back in the day, and that's why we have the A.E. Waite Tarot decks, and she had a book by him, and she was reading, like, some kind of summoning of some kind of demon. And, like,
right.
We got on the phone with the televangelist, and, like, he started off as, like, I've got a problem. My faith has been really shaken. And it was, like, this southern black lady that was answering the call, I think. And, like, his sister gets on the line, and she starts reading this incantation from the book. And it was the weirdest thing because, like, the lady had a fucking exorcism spell ready. Like, if she started, like, seriously, she's the televangelist answer phone lady. She had a fucking exorcism spell ready. talking about the blood of Jesus. I've spilled the blood of Jesus on you and the power of Christ. And she had, I mean, it was like, you know, she didn't have to look it up or anything. It was like they've got a script just for this event, you know, pre-prepared. Yeah, it was fucking crazy, you know. And there's a recording of it, you know, and I haven't been able to find it lately. I've only seen Voltage a couple of times since then. I don't know what he's doing, but he used to have it on his site, but his site got taken down, or he's rearranged it or something, so the recording's not there anymore. But it's the power of Christ compels you, got Wave, I think. You know, because at the end of the thing, she's like, the phone lady is like, I pour the blood of Christ on you. I pour the blood of Christ on you. And the girl's like, I'd like to drink that blood. And then we, and that's pretty much the end of the recording. And then another time we called up and there was two guys and one of them was like, yeah, I'm a Narcotics Anonymous counselor. And, the person I'm sponsoring, has a problem. He can only find God when he's high. the other guy comes on the line. He's like, yeah, I can only find Jesus when I'm high on heroin. What should I do? And so that one didn't get recorded, so I don't remember exactly what all happened, but it was pretty funny. Regardless, you know.
So was that was on the Bellsmine Bridge, right?
Yeah, that was back in the Bellsmine. Bellsmine's not doing anything these days, is it?
No, I think Knot Theory had some issues with his DID and couldn't do it anymore. I don't really know what happened to it, but...
He had to use the money to buy a new bandana.
What?
He had to use the money to buy a new bandana and a new trench coat,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe a new trench coat. I haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know exactly what's up with that.
No, I saw him at ShmooCon last year. I didn't talk to him. I don't know him personally.
Yeah, I've never met him personally. I've talked to him a couple times on RC, but...
Yeah, I've met him, but I just don't know him.
Oh.
Why?
It's like one of those things, it's like somebody you know, but they don't know you. It's like, hey, yeah, you're like Jason Scott. You know, like I went up and said, hey, you're Jason Scott. Yeah, I know you, you know, fucking love the shit you do. You don't know me, but, you know, I just wanted to say, I interrupted him talking to some girl, too. That was a fucked up part.
Wait, where was this?
This was at ShmooCon last year. He was trying to get his Mac on some girl, and I was like, oh, yeah, Jason Scott, I love it. You know, looking forward to the new documentary. He's, you know, he's trying to put his pimp on and fucking this girl. I just totally interrupted him.
Yeah, you just
really want to tell a Jason Scott story, but this can end up online, so I don't think I should.
Well,
oh,
I think you should. Man.
Okay. So I'm telling this story secondhand from when I heard it, okay? So are you guys familiar with Shardy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it was Nauticon a couple years ago. Shardy had gave some girl some money to go and troll Jason, right? Like, try to lead him on just so that she can reject him later or something. You know, something along those lines, just to mess with Jason. So I guess she did something like she turned around and made eye contact with Shardy, and Jason caught it. So he walks up to Shardy and gives him a big kiss. Right on the lips. And
wow.
And later, when asked how it was, Jason said, it was must be sort of like old books.
Well, boy, if anybody knows old documents, it would be him.
Oh, snap.
Jason's book call in tonight, too, so I'll be sure to relay that.
Definitely.
I can ask him about that incident. That would be...
Just
be
like, so, how was Shardy? You know, how good of a kisser is Shardy?
Shardy swing my way. Shardy looked good to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait, isn't Jason going to the conference over in Germany?
What's that? The CCC?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to fucking go to that too. Shit.
I know, right?
It's expensive.
Well, everything's expensive. Shit.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll be lucky if I get ShmooCon tickets this year. Actually, fucking Skydog, I better hope that he brings Dolomite along for backup, because I might just show up anyway.
The CCC one is outside, isn't it?
The CCC is like in a hangar or something, isn't it? It's a camp?
That was the camp. The conference is at a hotel.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm all about the camp.
Hells yeah.
But yeah, fucking after the last round of sales for the ShmooCon tickets, I'm pretty fucking pissed off. Because, like, I was, like, waiting for them to go on sale at 10 o'clock. I was refreshing every fucking, you know, like, 10 seconds from 10 o'clock, just hoping that they'd put them on sale early. And they got totally fucking DDoSed after, like, the first 15 minutes and had to shut the sales down.
Oh,
and they,
man.
And they haven't put them back on sale yet. So they've got, like, you know, all the tickets they didn't sell because their shit crashed at the last round, and so they're putting the rest of them on sale. I'm not going to say the date because hopefully nobody's going to fucking buy them, because I'd like to get some tickets. but they're going to put the extra tickets on sale at the next round, you know, because they've got like three levels of tickets. They've got the early bird tickets for the people that buy them right up front at the first like 10 minutes of sales. And then they've got, like, the regular tickets, which are $70 more. And then they've got, like, the We Love ShmooCon tickets, which are $300. And it was fucked up because when they went on sale, they didn't even have any early bird tickets available. And then later on, they had the early bird tickets available, but by the time you tried to get to them, the server crashed. So, you know, I kind of called shenanigans and got kind of pissed off. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know. But, and I'm going to try again. And if not, fucking, I'll just go up there and hang out at the hotel. Shit, it's not that far away from me. Because last year I didn't have to buy a ticket. I got mine from Larry Pesci, because he got a paper submitted, and so he had already bought a ticket. And so he gave me his spare ticket, and I gave him some shiny rocks in return. And then the year before, I didn't go to the conference. I just went up and drank in the bar for a night and then drove home. So I was looking to buy a ticket this year, which is kind of fucked up if I can't buy one.
I don't like the way they do that. Like, they put the tiers out early, tickets. Like,
yeah.
DEF CON and HOPE, you know, you can buy a ticket at the con. And I just don't. I've never liked the pre-order tickets that you can't get anything at the door.
Well, man, I think you can get them at the door at ShmooCon, but you got to pay the $300 for the We Love ShmooCon tickets.
If I run up in a G-string and say that I'm from out of country, you think they're going to give me a ticket?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, what is this? This is like the fourth or fifth year for ShmooCon. You know, and so if it's getting this big and they're running out of tickets, maybe it's time to come up with a new venue.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Wardman Park Marriott. You know, it's a great fucking hotel, you know, but if they're running out of space, maybe they need to, you know, find a new venue.
Yeah. So who joined the call?
Is it Bill Cosby? I fucking love Bill Cosby.
Love that guy.
See another person on the call, so who is it?
He's also a great comedian.
Killer Smurf Pup back in.
Killer Smurf.
I am.
Okay.
You were able to get the kids to sleep?
No. I'm back on the highway. I just I popped in to see him drop off some presents. Now I got to go to the hotel.
Yeah, I'd put the kids to bed, and then the wife called, and she told me, did you remember to put the milk and cookies out? I was like, no. No, I didn't put the milk and cookies out. She was like, well, get the kids back up and put the milk and cookies out. So I had to get the kids back up, put the milk and cookies out, and then she called back again, and she's like, get them up again and let them run around the house so they'll get plenty of rest.
Yeah, either that or you'll be waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Daddy, Daddy, let's go to heaven.
Well, they're not that old. They normally get up about 7 or 8 anyway, regardless of what time I put them to sleep. And so it doesn't really matter. But hopefully, if they stayed up later tonight, then they'll go to sleep earlier tomorrow night.
That would be just a bonus.
Which would be a bonus, definitely.
What I'm thinking is, I told them I'm heading back to the hotel. But what I think I'm going to end up doing is doubling back, because I've still got to get all the stocking stuff put in and under the tree. So, and the axe said that I could come in to do that. So.
Yeah, we got most of the presents wrapped in under the tree, and then we've got like a little stockpile of stuff that's tucked in the closet that's not wrapped that we're going to stick out tonight. And she's at work. She's coming home early from work tonight, so we can do that. And it's going to be big fun.
You think 5 years old is too young for a triple E?
No. I don't think so at all. Because, I mean, shit, you can put Tux paint on there and fucking the whole G-Compre suite.
I've already got it all preloaded for them, so it's there waiting for them.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I think that would be fine for them.
Yeah.
Nice.
And pretty much chuck it across the room and...
yeah, because...
As long as you have a solid state one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my kids are 4 and 3. The girl just turned 3 a couple of days ago. And they can use the mouse and fucking G-Compre and fucking the boy, he can type in your URLs and fucking all sorts of shit. So, yeah, five.
Don't worry. He'll be shutting down all your firewalls in no time.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun.
Get? Which one did you get, Coach Smurf? The 701?
Oh, I just grabbed the 701, the 4G, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be more than enough for him. And Frozen Bubble is my favorite game.
Oh, you know what? It looks great on that screen.
Even though I suck at it so bad.
I'm in a town of 1,500 people. You think I could find whipped cream anywhere?
I don't know. That's kind of a small town. Do they have 2 stoplights or 1?
Actually, they just got their first one.
Oh, really? Well, that's good. Is it a full stoplight or is it just a flashing yellow one?
No, it's an actual full stoplight.
Oh,
really? Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, there is a reason I don't live in this town, let's just say that. Holy crap, there's nothing open.
No, it's Christmas Eve. They probably closed at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I don't know what time zone you're in, but...
There's probably not much open.
There's maybe a 24-hour Walmart?
Nothing open. Oh, they don't even have a Walmart, but it's like 55 minutes away.
Yeah. Walmart cash shot.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'll be surprised if the Walmart's open. Shit.
Maybe like a 7-Eleven?
No 7-Elevens. No. Even the 24-hour gas station is closed.
You could find a bowl and maybe make your own whipped cream.
No, I do. You know what? I'm not feeding anyone that. Thanks for the offer anyway.
No, that would just be wrong.
You didn't say he'll make
you
whipped
cream. No, it would be
cream.
Funny because I just wouldn't eat it, but I'd be feeding it to my ex-in-laws. You think that would be good enough to do?
Yeah, if they're your ex-in-laws,
yeah.
For sure.
They're ex-in-laws, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do it. You have no obligation to keep them happy anymore.
Yes, I do. It's called my kids.
Oh.
Yeah, they could make his life a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. You mean, that's the thing. I haven't been able to chat with you guys for 9 months because it's been uncomfortable. It's just starting to get comfortable again, so.
Yeah.
Like the guy was complaining about his in-laws coming over, and every time they come over, they coddle one of his kids. To the point that his kid fakes getting hurt and fakes coughing and shit to get attention from the in-law.
Oh, no.
my suggestion was feed her X-lax.
Oh.
Give her the shit and then tell her that she's got a stomach virus and she has to stay away from the kids.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, man.
do not condone that.
We're not condoning it. I'm just saying it's brilliant. That wouldn't be illegal in Canada, would it?
It works in a pinch. Everything's illegal in Canada, I think.
Oh, now.
Aw.
I'm sorry.
Give
I didn't
me a break.
I didn't mean to insult the Maple Leaf. I apologize.
They're
America's hat.
All you want.
America's hat, what?
They're America's hat. Tonight.
Yes, here we go. Give me a break. I couldn't figure out the difference between a single quote and a back tick the other day, so I feel like an idiot.
Oh.
Okay, how do you get them confused?
You know what? No sleep and trying
okay.
to do it.
Okay, all right. I guess they look similar.
Yeah, no sleep and try to do it. That's like, you know, I try to get down to root and I'm using commas instead of fucking periods.
Ah!
I'm like, why is it not working? I can't see the little squirrely thing hanging off the bottom of it. That's why.
Yeah, no sleep. Figure, you know what? There's a point where that's too much coffee.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I can officially tell you that in central Alberta, they have nothing. Nothing
nice.
Open. Don't get stranded. That's all I'm saying.
How cold is it up there anyway?
You know what? Last week it was minus 40, your guys' temperature.
Holy crap.
And it's up to about minus 10 Celsius. I can't do the conversion.
Oh.
I think that's somewhere around zero Fahrenheit.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. You know
I think
what?
It's like in the 70s down here.
Yeah, it's like 65 here. I'm outside in shorts and a t-shirt right now. It's
oh,
really
yeah.
windy.
Rub it in.
Where are you at?
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, okay. We're down in Florida, so.
Yeah, but then again, the Pacific Northwest is getting hit by the worst fucking snowstorms
oh, yeah.
in 100 years, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Did you see the news yesterday on the Chicago airport? It was like they had like 6 or 7 inches of snow on the ground. Oh,
no, I missed that, but I did see the story about how there was like a bunch of people trapped on an Amtrak train for like fucking 24 hours with no bathrooms. And I'm like,
ooh.
Fucking, first of all, mm-hmm. you tell me I can't get off the train, I'm kicking the window out and going to go take a piss, okay? Same thing with being trapped on a plane, like those stories with the people that were stuck on the plane for 8 hours. Fuck that. I'll pull the emergency hatch. I'm going out the plane. You're not keeping me locked in. Unless you've got fucking a gun and a badge and I've committed a felony. And even then, hopefully I have a spoon and some fucking, what was it the Mythbusters did with the salsa and the battery? They used it to eat
wow.
through the bars. Grease myself up with my own lard and slip through the walls.
Now that was a pleasant thought, but thank you for that.
thank you for playing. Please play again.
And speaking of slipping through things, greased up in your own lard. Apparently, Jason Scott. He said he lost a bunch of weight in the making of his most current documentary, the Get Lamp, which he did a presentation on that at ShmooCon, which was pretty cool because he said he had to lose a bunch of weight to go spelunking, to fit into the cave because apparently, the game that Get Lamp was based on, what is it, the Gru game adventure,
it
was based on a real cave system, and so he had to go track down all these old spelunkers. To actually go get them to lead him to the cave system. And, like, all the stuff from the game is actually, like, a real cave system. There's no vending machines or grooves down there, but the cave system is actually accurately mapped out in the game. And apparently there was some girl that was able to, like, play the game just by the knowledge of the cave system or something like that. So it's pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I didn't see the BBS documentary either, but... You know, it was pretty interesting stuff. Pretty well made. You know, props to Jason. I guess he directed the MC Frontalot video, Pitch Black, the You Are Likely to Be Eaten by a Gru.
Oh,
video.
Wow.
If you watch the video at the end of it, it says directed by Jason Scott, and I think there's like some clips from the movie in there too.
He did one hell of a job on the BBS documentary.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
oh,
me either.
It was really good. I've been threatening to buy everyone beer when I come down to the States to DEF CON or Nauticon or something. And I was telling Low-Tech last week that maybe I might be able to get to Nauticon. We'll see.
You should. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't been to a smaller con. All I've been to is DEF CON and Hope.
And see, I've always wanted to go to DEF CON.
It's worth it
and
going
Hope,
to a smaller one.
DEF CON and Nauticon are, you know, the bigger ones like DEF CON and Black Hat all have their good points, but if you want to actually sit down and talk with the people, I highly recommend the smaller ones like Nauticon.
Absolutely.
Well, I talked to a bunch of people at ShmooCon. I mean, it's just, you know.
I mean, it's a different atmosphere, you know.
Yeah, and then again, ShmooCon's like 80% federal agents too. So there's different there's different type of people that you'll meet. You know,
right.
Because like they tried to recruit me when I was at fucking. I ended up like in a hotel room with some guy drinking his whiskey, and he was like, you know, you like interviewing me for a government job. At like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, I was like, hey, yeah, well, you know, I don't have any networking skills, and he's like, that's okay, get your Cisco cert, and we'll give you a job next time you come back.
Oh shit!
Wow.
Hey, the benefits aren't so bad.
I mean, it's the way the world works. It's not about what you know; it's who you know and how much money you have. So,
yeah,
you know, you make the connections in the fucking world. You know, you do your social networking, and then you pretty much get yourself a job if you've got any kind of social skills. You know, if you fucking spend your time on 4chan, then you might not have
like
the same skills.
Don't be hating on the 4chan now.
Hating, yeah, because then we're going to get fucking attacked. There's going to be a fucking shit flood of fucking 4chan trolls.
Okay, I see a new caller in, so is there someone else on the line?
Yeah, hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey, Droops.
So late to the party.
Hey, Droops, how the hell are you?
I am thankful Christmas is almost over.
Are you still a coonass?
Am I still what?
Are you still a coonass?
I am never been a coonass in my entire
life. I thought you were living in Louisiana.
I live in the state of Louisiana.
Well, that makes you a coonass.
I don't know what.
Actually, technically, coonass is designated to residents of southern Louisiana, but I extend it to every resident of the state.
Well, that's okay. I call everybody north of Louisiana a Yankee.
Oh, that's okay. This is Adam, by the way.
What's going on, buddy?
You doing all right?
I am doing all right.
Fantastic.
Happy
Christmas.
Oh, happy Christmas to everybody else.
Guys, don't drink too much.
You too.
I got to drop.
All right.
Later,
see you, Killer Smoke.
Later.
Hey, I have a Christmas present for everybody.
What's that?
Oh, no.
If y'all don't mind engaging in some discourse with me as I formulate what this Christmas present is.
Okay.
Okay. I use an iPod because I'm really crazy. But other people that enjoy syndicated content via the interwebs also use RSS feeds, not just iPod people. And these RSS feeds show, like, the latest 10 or the latest 20 shows of whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, let's say, I wanted to download episode 4 of Hacker Public Radio and put it on my iPod, no problem. But it won't go in the little podcast directory, so I'm going to have to, like, I can go to podcast, the HPR won't show up there, I'll have to go somewhere else to find it. It's just a nuisance.
Oh, crap. I know what you're talking about. Oh, man. How do you do that? Give me a second. I'm trying to remember.
I had a better idea because iTunes, like, it's hard to see podcast descriptions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited little screen, and then the iPod, of course, has a limited little screen. So I built a little tool that lists – it's a pain in the ass to set up initially, but it lists all the episodes of a certain show. So it'll say, here's episode 300 all the way down to 1 of Twat Tech Radio. It has a little check box beside it that says who the host was, when it was, the title and the description. And you click the checkbox for all the ones you want, and then you click at the bottom to generate an RSS feed, and it generates an RSS feed of just the stuff that you want. And you can rename it before you add it to iTunes, like it has a little form field for this, so that I can have my HPR, and then I can have my actual shows in HPR I wanted to listen to that I call cool HPR.
So it kind of builds your own little RSS feed.
Mm-hmm. It builds an RSS feed that's valid for, like, I haven't set a time on it yet, but I was thinking like a day, so that you could just go and select shows you wanted to grab real quick, have your podcatching client, whatever, to, could just grab the ones you wanted, and then you could go about your business.
That's kind of cool.
And I'm going to use it heavily, and I was going to share it with everyone else for Christmas or holidays or Kwanzaa or...
Kwanzaa, fuck yeah.
Festivus. Whatever people celebrate. Hanukkah.
Festivus.
Awesome. Festivus, yes, that's a very important one.
Festivus, yes.
And it's going to be up at the Hacker Media website.
Awesome.
Just as soon as I remember that password.
As soon as you remember the password, yeah. Those passwords,
the password
can be tricky.
Never gave me, groups.
I just use secret or password, and that way I can't forget.
Or God.
Yeah, or lover, you know.
Password
or
is
God,
a funny
yeah.
Can. Yeah. Groups, do you still have any of those OmniScan stickers?
I do have some OmniScan stickers.
Sweet. You know, I still have that blue triangle on my laptop.
Those are the most well-built, durable stickers ever.
Yeah, you
I
have
really
to rewrite
use
the
a better
thing.
Market.
Yeah.
Not to be, I'm very careful with what I put my OmniScan stickers on because I have a very limited number of them.
Yeah, I think I'm all out.
Well, if you need some, I can, like, take a picture and show it to you.
Oh, no, I have a vectored image of the OmniScan logo. I could just have them reprinted.
I think there's some all on some street signs in Vegas or something.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Actually, no, because those were the shitty ones. They probably got pulled down. The original ones that started the whole randomness of it, there's still, like, the very first one, I think, that got put on something is still, like, in the NYC subway system.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's, where is it? It's, like, between the L and 1 connection in a little tunnel there, but...
Yeah, that makes no sense to me, but okay.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
The L train goes from Manhattan to Brooklyn, and the 1 train goes... from Bronx down through Manhattan to the South Ferry. And pretty much it's just a little tunnel that you walk through to go from the one line to the other.
Awesome.
So.
Never been on the New York subway, and I was in New York this summer, so never got to it.
Yeah, I've only been in New York one time myself, and they wouldn't let me out the car.
I'm not even
going to
go there. No.
Well, we stayed like a week in Western Massachusetts, and it was this guy I was working for, and his son and his daughter, and then coming back from the vacation, it was like, you know, like holidays, like Christmas or something, and coming back, me and the girl, we'd split like a quarter of a gallon of whiskey on the way between Massachusetts and New York. We really wanted to stop and get more whiskey in New York, and her brother wouldn't let us, so that was my only time in New York City, in Manhattan. They wouldn't let me out the car.
Yeah, I wouldn't let you have the car either, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah. So any interesting tech toys for Christmas groups?
No. I've been mainly taking things apart and playing with the Arduino. But apparently the Arduino made everyone else's list of things, tech toys you should buy for people.
Yeah.
I didn't make mine. Sorry, Drew. I fail at the hardware hacking.
Well, you know, I own a PIC development environment. And a couple of PIC chips, and I own a propeller development environment, and a couple of propeller chips, and then I have a bunch of Arduinos, and the other shit, like, I'm reading it, and it's like, I don't understand the first chapter of the book. I just don't get it. And then I look at the Arduino, and it's so easy. Is it echoing for y'all? I'm not in the middle of nowhere.
No, it doesn't sound too bad.
It's a little bit, but I think that's because 330 came in.
Okay. If anyone wants to look it up on the map, I'm in Athens, Louisiana.
Nice. In the middle of nowhere. Okay, I don't know what that was, but all right. Pretty on the line. Hello.
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 Hey.
What happened?
I don't know.
The hello roll call.
This is just such a bad episode, I swear.
No, this is fantastic. It's the way it should be. You know, it's organic.
Yeah, it's organic.
Especially the whole, you know, Bill Cosby discussion.
Bill Cosby, that's
that
right.
Was good.
Bill Cosby is freaking awesome.
And
why
won't
exactly. You just go to sleep?
So you were saying
there's a show called The House of Cosbys, and some dude really liked Bill Cosby, so he made a cartoon about him building a cloning machine and just making all these different Bill Cosbys. And apparently Bill Cosby's lawyers did not appreciate such use of his likeness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they didn't.
But you can Google for that. It's awesome.
The House of Cosby. I'll have to take a look at that. Okay, is 330 back?
Yes, I am currently here.
Okay, just checking. How you doing?
Sorry, gentlemen. And possibly ladies, but I'm assuming not.
No, there's a lady.
There's a lady.
There's soon to be ladies, actually. More than one, as in plural.
Wow, that's weird for the internet.
No. I heard a no.
Technically, it's a telephone, not the internet.
Hmm?
It's technically a telephone call, not an internet, so.
Yeah, exactly. There's more. There can be ladies on the line.
Yeah, girls know how to use phones.
So that's you're gonna unmute Snack Machine B, and that was gonna be the other girl.
Yeah, maybe. I fail at this whole interface here. It's the first time I've done this TalkShoe interface, and I just figured out how to mute people.
Nice. Well, that's handy, especially when you've got like a call that might get his number posted to 4chan, and you might get a bunch of assholes on here.
Like you.
Yeah, like me, exactly.
Yeah, unmuting you, by the way. You were my test.
I'm the test mute. That's okay. I thought it would be fun to pretend to be one of those deaf mutes anyway.
Yeah. So, any cool tech toys, 330, for Christmas?
No, actually. Things have been tight around my house. My last awesome tech thing was right before OLF. I got a Triple E 900.
Nice. Hmm. I have one under the tree, but you know, I can't.
Are you gonna put backtrack on it and delete?
What was that?
Are you gonna put backtrack on your Triple E? The
no,
Triple E.
I have a 2EEE on it.
The Triple E. They all have a Etheros Wi-Fi sets, don't they?
I think so, actually. I was going to check that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do that.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure they do.
That's why they're a chosen platform by the backtrack community.
Plus, it's so tiny, you can warwalk.
Yeah. Well, they've ported Linux to the iPod Touch now.
Oh, really?
But I don't know I don't know what the Wi-Fi chipset is in the iPod Touch, so I don't know if you can crack WAP or do injection or anything with the chipset. But, you know, there's a lot of other fun stuff you could do. But there's already been people running, like, I don't know if they're, I think they're running Kismet on it and stuff already. So, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do there. If the chipset does injection, that would be fucking awesome. Just, like, use your iPod to crack somebody's web. It just sounds cool.
Kismet on my N800. And that's quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, I was reading today where they were comparing the N800 to the iPod Touch, because they're pretty much similar. The Touch has like a 400 megahertz processor, and the 800 has like a 350, and the RAM's the same. The only difference is the, you know, like the storage capacity, but then the N800, you can use SanDisks for storage.
Yeah.
You know, but and the I think the screen is actually bigger on the 800.
Oh, it's quite a bit bigger.
And the resolution's higher too. But that's is that a phone or is that just like a web device?
It's just a web device. It would be awesome if it had a phone, man, but it's just an internet tablet.
Nice. Yeah, I don't even hardly use my iPod for music, you know. A lot of the time I just use it for a PDA for checking memes on the interwebs and that kind of stuff. Makes it very handy.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So I just went into dead air again. Anyway.
That's okay. Dead air. We need to get some cricket sound effects. If it was summertime, I could just walk outside and we could naturally have organic cricket sound effects there.
Yeah, or your saw, or you know.
Or the saw, or the power drill, or you know, any number of things.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got plans to start a new series, hopefully this spring, some kind of auto mechanics type show. I don't know though, because I got this car that I was gonna work on and do a show on it, but it's been sitting out there for so long now. I'll have to rebuild like the whole thing to actually do it. So it might not be feasible.
Doing for a series like a. Roundtable type series where we have a different topic every month, and it would be more like a conference where we would have, you know, like four or five people on the conference line and do like this, but a little more structured. So it wouldn't be a complete free-for-all. It would be a little more structured, and it would be an easy show for everybody.
Well, that sounds like Chrome Fork Radio.
Yeah, something like that, but it would be HPR.
Yeah, exactly. Shameless plug is shameless. I know.
Yeah.
Old meme is old.
Old meme is old. That's right.
But I guys pimped you out the last time on whatever show me and Droops did and used your conference line. Yeah, it was you guys.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So yeah, I share the love.
Yeah, well, actually, we've got a guy now who works for a telco out in, I think he's out in Minnesota or something somewhere, and he's actually setting up a dedicated, well, it's not dedicated just for us, but you know, where we've actually know the guy that runs the service as opposed to like using a web service.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get a custom interface. They're using some really cool shit too. It's not Asterix either, and I can't think of the name of it now, but it's kind of like the phone equivalent of an IRCD, where you can add different modules to it and do different kind of things. One of the things you can do is you can like add an interface to IRC to where you can like have the caller information pop up in a channel on an IRC server, for example. Instead of having a web interface,
right?
It'll connect to
an IRC,
but I fucking can't think of the name of it now. And I've got it written down on one of my tablets, but I don't know where the fuck it's at now. So, anyway, it's cool, and that's all there is to it. But it's not Asterix.
And I just saw Morgellon popped in. So is he there?
Oh, fantastic. We're going to have a big freaking party.
Party time, party time.
I hope he brought us some oven-baked sandwiches and some...
Did you bring any Christmas presents? Drew's brought his.
Uh-oh, what'd he bring?
Yeah,
I got some sort of Arduino-powered phallic vibrating thing.
Oh, is that no massager?
Yeah, I finally found somebody to be the model for it. So I made a cast, and we were able to actually produce it.
Excellent.
Yeah. Not back to the present truth, sorry.
Thank you, Jason Scott.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I got some cool stuff here. I got a cordless Dremel. Look, power tools.
You and your damn power tools.
I know, power tools are freaking awesome. That's a cordless Dremel. That's fucking awesome. I got an electric stapler. Nice toolbox. You know. Fucking awesome.
Got any tech toys for you for Christmas? I've asked everybody.
No, I know. I'm getting nothing for Christmas but a bunch of switches and a pile of coal, but at least I can build a fire. So it's even a good thing. If you get sticks and coal for Christmas, at least you can build a fire.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that wish they could get coal for Christmas. Like, fuck, it's cold. I wish I had some coal. I could start a fire.
I got a non-tech thing, but kind of still cool. I got a set of bits that I go on my drill so that I can build rustic furniture.
Hmm.
They're kind of like big pencil sharpeners that go on the drill at high speeds. I was very excited about that.
They're big pencil sharpeners that go on the drill? So, like, you use the drill to sharpen the sticks to build the furniture?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you can, like, make pegs into, like, holes. So you drill a hole and then make a peg and it slips into it, something like that?
Yeah. And they're, like, not little bitty ones. Like, one of them's inch and 3/8, and another one's an inch, and another one's a little smaller.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I can build, like, large stuff.
Nice.
How's that open source house project or house plans project thing coming, Drews?
Well, apparently, if you want to build a house, you have to be able to afford, in some method, to build the house.
Yes, I understand that.
To build a house, you have to be able to afford
it. That's the step I'm on. As soon as I get off that step, I'll tell everybody.
I have an announcement to make. Me and my wife are going to have another baby.
Awesome.
Oh, congratulations.
It is freaking awesome.
Human child, or?
This is number 3. It should be due in August sometime. And apparently the process of making Babby fought through the birth control and made Babby anyway.
Awesome.
And so it's that much more awesome.
Aw, congratulations.
Yeah.
And then
I'm excited.
In 18 years, they're going to, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. In 18 years, I'm going to be completely gray and probably have, like, 3 strokes and a quadruple bypass. But that's, you know, especially if we have another girl.
Well, you've got one girl, right?
Yeah, one girl already, and she's contributing to my ill health.
Nice.
I'm sure. And if I have another one, then I'm definitely going to need to invest in a life insurance plan.
Or just like a rubber band of some sort you can wrap around your testicles.
Oh, man.
No, there's been suggestions of the medical procedures to prevent further incidences.
You mean blessings.
Yes, further blessings. That's right. But they, you know, they say they're cheaper by the dozen, so yeah.
They're really not.
We have 2 blessings ourselves. Well, and the little girl has learned a new word. She is trying to say fork with
with the U sound.
Hold on, is she awake? No, never mind. She's asleep, so I would get her to demonstrate. But it's pretty much she just says fuck, fuck. And then points at people, and she's like, fuck? Fuck!
Well, she's still at the age where it's cute when they do it.
Yes. And then we immediately have to ask her to say cup.
Oh, man. We were in Walmart one day, and the kid pointed at the black woman at the line and said, look,
oh,
Mama,
no.
look, Mom, a gorilla. And the woman at the register didn't catch it. And so my wife, she said, that's not a gorilla, honey. And then she caught it.
Yeah, oh, no.
But that was pretty. That was pretty fun, though. You know.
So, Morgellon, are you back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm back.
Okay. I was just wondering. I saw you drop off.
Hey, who's all on here? What the? Can you get the sound off since I'm all late? I don't know who all's on here.
You're late.
Well, yeah. What's new?
Well, that's true. This would be Enigma. You've heard me before.
This is Adam. What's happening?
This is Stoughton Cough.
Hey, this is Droops.
This is Slick Zero.
This is...
Wow.
Oh, well, yeah, it sounds like it's a good crew going on here tonight. Hell yeah.
This is...
Well, it was until you showed up.
Yeah, my bad.
it's just one step up from your New Year's show last year, I think. Without the gunshots.
Yeah, no, I may have to see if I can get the laptop again or webcam or do something like that again. That was too much fun.
Yeah, that was a pretty good time. Although I think I might have contributed myself to doing a Reddit podcast for the New Year's. I don't know. I'm trying to put together a podcast for those guys. Maybe I can get the people that run Reddit to give me some money eventually. I'm lucky. They're probably not going to sponsor it though. We're going to call it Reddit. We're going to call it Reddit Nation, and we're going to talk about top stories on the internet.
Cool. There's not a million shows that do that already.
And I'm going to call myself Charles Chrysanthemum.
Wow.
That's so wrong.
I thought about getting Stank Dollars on there for the first show to bitch about fucking Kevin Rose. But then again, he was on the first episode of HPR, so that'd be like too many number one episodes for him. We need to lay off there.
Yeah, he ditched me for the first episode of season two of HPR. So.
Oh, he's too busy hunting sharks with his Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Sure.
Tape an iPod touch to a stick and shoot a shark with it and then use your fucking work to track it.
If anybody wants to be on the first episode of season two, let me know. I'm shooting for a co-host here.
Is it season two already? Damn, I'm getting old.
Oh. Season two will start January 1st with episode 262, I think. 261, somewhere around there.
Wow.
Yeah,
somebody's been really recording a lot of episodes of the show.
Yeah, I know. And it hasn't been you, Droops.
I know. It really hasn't. I appreciate everybody for doing it. I try to listen to every one of them the day they come out, but I'm usually a couple days behind.
Yeah, there's just way too many. I haven't even listened to them all, and I'm usually pretty good about it. I probably have missed about 50 of them.
Well, it's pretty obvious you don't listen to them. Otherwise, you wouldn't have published my episodes.
I do listen to
you. Now,
we weren't
going to
say anything about that. But...
Yours weren't the worst, let's put it that way.
Well, we've said from all along that Enigma doesn't know what's good or bad, so he kind of put it all on.
Oh, man.
Well, none of us do. Like, we all have different desires and interests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed something. What's the new the music thing? The kind of like the NPR.
All Songs Considered.
All Songs Considered. Yeah, I need to get up with Smedley again and get him to do some stuff and post that on there because apparently Smedley was pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually changed it from I was originally going to do a series called Tech Music and then I went with the NPRS.
All Songs Considered.
Well, it started as tech music, didn't it? And then recently it's become All Songs Considered. Uh-oh.
Somebody learn how to dial out?
No, I think that's a conference fail right there. It's going to give us an error message.
Cool.
We're sorry.
Hmm. Hello?
Or not. Did we lose anybody?
No,
no,
I'm here.
No?
I don't think so. Huh.
Interesting.
That's weird.
Weird?
Weird.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Odd, queer, strange, uncanny.
Uncanny.
Anyway, yeah, it originally was tech music, and then I went with All Songs Considered because it just sounds cooler.
Yeah,
we should rip off NPR. We should really rip off NPR.
Exactly.
Yeah, because NPR
sucks. We'll do it all.
Like, I really think we should do a clone of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That'd be pretty funny.
I really think that we need to have our own little internet home companion, and after every episode, Adam could just give a long, rambling story.
I could probably do that. I've got several long, rambling stories.
I mean,
you've got funny shoes.
You could do it.
Yeah, we need to find somebody like Carl Castle that will be willing to put their voice on your answering machine. If we need to find somebody with a really obnoxious voice, though. That'd be even funnier.
Like, you always need a glass of water.
Oh, fucking Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried.
No, man. I used to not really like Gilbert Gottfried. And you guys ever listen to Social Crime Radio?
No.
No.
It's a comedy stream with adult comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard the Aristocrats joke told by Gilbert Gottfried. Do you guys know what the Aristocrats joke is?
Yeah, I've told the joke. I made a kid throw up in his mouth. Nice.
The Aristocrats joke is like the most epic joke ever told. And like, I heard Gilbert Gottfried tell it, and it was totally fucking insane. It was like watching the internet told by a guy with a really crazy voice. The Aristocrats joke is the comedian world's version of Goatsy. Mixed in with Tub Girl and Two Girls in One Cup. Only it's all one family and they're all related. So pretty much you got one family, they walk into a talent agent's office and they do Goatsy, Tub Girl, and Two Girls in One Cup. And at the end of the thing, after they cut each other's arms and limbs off and use them for different phalluses and different orifices and the dogs and the rats and their vaginas, and at the end of the act, the guy says, well, what's the name of your act? And they say, the Aristocrats. And that's the whole joke right there. and you know, I never really liked his stuff because, like, his whole routine was just a bunch of, like, old jokes. It was just like a bunch of one-liners. Like, a guy walks into a traveling salesman, goes and gets a room with a farmer. And the farmer says, I don't have any room in my house, but I can put you out in the barn. So the next morning, the traveling salesman gets up and he tells the farmer, I had the most interesting night. I talked to all the animals. And the chickens told me that you come at exactly 6 o'clock in the morning and get their eggs. And the cow told me that you come exactly 6:30 in the morning to milk the cow. And the goat told me, and the farmer says, that goat's a fucking liar. You know, but it's just like, you know, like one line, like kind of like a guy walks into a bar joke. You know, it's like his whole routine, and to the very end of it, and then he gets to, like, he does, like, a 15-minute, 20-minute Aristocrats routine, where he just keeps going on and on and on, and it's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it took me 45 minutes to tell it.
Yeah, the longer and more intricate it is, the better. the better it is. Because, I mean, like, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. And then at the very end, it doesn't even matter that it's like, oh, the Axe is the aristocrats. Because you got them to sit there and listen to you talk about all this crazy shit for fucking 45 minutes and laugh their asses off. And that's why it's funny.
One of those jokes that's a whole lot better for the person telling it.
Yeah.
Not the person that has to listen.
Yeah, because there's a lot of grimacing. There's a lot of grimacing and fidgeting going on. Like, oh, God, that's fucking terrible. There's rats in a vagina eating a cock.
and so the name of this show is?
The Aristocrats. Christmas special.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to have to jump off of here, guys.
All right.
He's squirmed a little too much.
Yeah.
Better.
A little too much. He threw up in his mouth a little bit there.
He did. No more yelling. Please take over.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's like it hasn't went downhill enough. Hey, crazy guy. Why don't you take over?
Crazy guy, take over for a little bit.
All right, well, wow. I get to drive. I never
get to drive.
All right, well.
What do you mean you never get to drive? You drive for a living. You get paid to drive. I've got one more joke. Oh, fuck, it's raining here.
That was very good.
Shit. So at least I'm not on a VoIP line or my internet would be crashing right now. It's coming down pretty good because the fucking satellite hates the rain.
Well, that's because that satellite sucks.
Yeah, well, it sucks unless you've got dial-up as your alternative.
That's true.
So a woman walks into a bar, and she tells the bartender, "I bet any man in this bar I can piss higher on the wall than them." So she hikes up her skirt, picks up her leg, pisses on the wall. First man comes up, it's like, "I can beat that." He goes to whip it out and piss on the wall, and she says, "I didn't say you could use your hands."
Oh.
I've actually thought about telling people to do that to make money. Because it would probably work.
And now we turn it over to the crazy guy.
Where is he at?
Which one?
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm like the Gary Busey of IRC?
Oh.
I'll take that. That's fine.
I don't mean. Well, you're Bill Cosby, remember, on this episode. So, anyway.
So, it's Christmas. Everybody got new high-tech toys.
Not yet.
Not
no?
yet.
No?
No.
I got me a high-tech toy. Well, kind of. I don't know. I opted for an interesting gift this year. You know, normally, like, you know, it's definitely, this is high-tech, too, but, yeah, I opted for a car receiver that's got the little 5-inch screen on it, like on the front of the stereo, and it's got video input, it's got video output, it plays DVDs, MPEG-4s, and MP3s, and it's a neat little stereo system, and it was like $200.
Nice.
And so, yeah, like, I'm kind of in the process right now of trying to install it, so if I sound scattered, that's what's going on.
Oh, you're trying to install a head unit in your car?
Yeah, and talk on the phone.
And talk on the phone. Did you get it from Crutchfield?
Do what?
Did you get it from Crutchfield?
Actually, I got it from Amazon.
Oh, so. did they send you, like, the wiring harness and everything for it? Or are you going to have to do it? They sent you the wiring harness? That's cool.
Yeah, I got everything I need, so.
Because that's one of the, what model is it? Who's the manufacturer?
It's a Pile.
A Pile, okay. Pile's
so I'm
good.
Hoping it's not a pile of shit. Like, I don't know, I'm not much on car stereos or anything like that, but
yeah.
It was kind of cheap and for the price, and it was like, all right, well, I'll take a gamble on it, and it looks kind of cool. Cause,
no, I think Pile's kind of like a mid-range. It's not like the low-budget car stereo brand. Pile's I think it's a decent brand. I don't remember. I used to be into it when I was a younger guy, you know, the whole car stereo scene and everything. But I know Pyle was a pretty common name, so I don't think it's like a fucking off brand or anything. I know I had a JVC unit and like a JVC fucking disc changer, and like that was a pile of fucking shit. Like the disc changer died after like the first fucking 3 weeks, and so like I had to send it off to him to get it fixed, and I had all my discs in it, and so I had to wait for all my music to come back when they finally fixed it. And then once it came back, it broke like the next fucking 3 days after they sent it back, and I just fucking ripped it apart and got my CDs out of it and just ate fucking $100. And I was like, fuck this. And then I tried riding around with my boombox in the back seat and ended up scratching my disc.
I'm real familiar with that method, man. I had that shit down. I had a little Walkman with the like the little speakers, the little headphone speakers. Had them strategically placed around the car. Like it was awesome. Like it was so awesome. As a matter of fact, I got pulled over once for a headlight being out, and the cop just laughed. He just laughed and laughed and laughed, and then when he stopped, he said, please fix your headlight. That's why I pulled you over, and then walked back to his car laughing. I said, wow. I guess that's good.
Well, you know, I'm sure he sees you every night driving around. They just decided to pull you over this one time.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, for good or bad, whatever, I tend to know a lot of the cops. We live in a small town, and I used to work at a gas station, third shift, so I know a whole lot of the second and third shift guys from when they come in bored out of their minds because there's nothing to do in a small town.
Yeah.
They hang out all night and just talk. So that's kind of one good benefit, I guess, of living in a small town, between like getting to know them all, or at least know them all in a good way, and then between pizza delivery, I have very little trouble with the police yet.
Yeah.
So that's very nice.
Yeah, it does work like that too, because you know, like if the cops see you driving around all the time and you're delivering pizzas and you've got a taillight out, you know, they know you're delivering pizzas. Eventually, they're going to stop you for it and give you a warning or something, you know, and expect you to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah,
this time of year. I guess they're trying to make their end-of-the-year quota or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I really try not to fuck around at all, like, anywhere. Once it gets, like, the last week of the month, yeah, it's pretty much good behavior time. Because, they're looking for reasons at that point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, the whole system is set up just to generate revenue for, like, the towns and the counties and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, like the average cop makes, like, you know, like $20,000 a year, but he generates, like, $50,000 a year in revenue.
Riding
tickets.
Where was it? It was somewhere in Houston, or it was somewhere in Texas. I want to say it was Houston. It was one of the larger cities. I remember reading a news story a couple months back where they had set up the traffic cameras to stop people from running through yellow lights and red lights, and then they were a year later or so, whatever, when the story came out, they were taking them down because they worked too well, and cut it to the revenue because nobody was running lights because they knew, hey, there's cameras here, so like they weren't making any money off tickets. They took that shit down.
That's an interesting angle on that story, because I'd heard that some places were taking them down because it's not legal, because in a lot of places you actually have to have a cop sign the ticket. It's like an affidavit or something. And so, like, if there's not actually somebody there signing the ticket, like, you know, a witness, then it's not legal. So they can't do it. And in some places like Austin, they decided they weren't going to take him down, even though it wasn't legal. I know I met one guy, I don't know if it was at ShmooCon or Freaknik, where he was like, he had to contest a traffic light ticket because, like, the camera had taken a picture of the car next to him running the light.
Oh,
but he got the ticket because he was closer to the camera. And so he had to go to court and contest it. You know, because he got the ticket for it, which was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
Yeah.
Invasion of privacy. I want my fucking Fourth Amendment. I don't give a fuck.
Well, bouncing kind of back to that, that was part of the reasons why I opted for this particular head unit. One of the things that I was thinking that would be cool to do is here in my house to put up a camera that, like, watches my car or something like that, maybe another camera by the front door or something. And
CCTV system? Like a CCTV system?
Yeah, yeah, just like a little wireless kind of, you know, RCA plug-in, plug-out, and have all that going. And, whoa, somebody out in the rain or what?
Sounds like it.
No, not me this time.
But, I was thinking it would be cool to have a way to integrate cameras and stuff like that into the vehicle system.
Yeah,
and
that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, so if I had a convenient stereo with, you know, that had all these extra features and it had the screen, well, that would be kind of neat. So I'm kind of wanting to, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't know which one it was. It was one of those little Kevin Rose video shows. It was either From the Shadows or it might have been one of the Brokens. But I was, in this particular episode, they built a wireless video scanner. And they were riding around in the car picking up wireless camera feeds.
I vaguely remember that. They stole that somewhere.
Yeah. So I was kind of thinking, well, it'd be neat to do something similar with, a hardware and electronics guy now. So why not go ahead and, you know, be cool to set up a little system since I'm on the road so much while I'm driving around delivering pizzas. It'd be cool just to leave it scanning, see what pops up, you know. Hey, oh, look. There's a camera here. Oh, look, there's a camera there. Just novelty factor, more or less, you know.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
Or you set up like a dash cam like the cops have. Mount like a camera somewhere inconspicuous and nobody can see it. Just, you know, on your daily drive around, just, you know, like a Google Streets thing. Make your own Google Streets.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The stereo's got RCA in and RCA out. And I have one of those little 8-bit digital camcorder / camera dealies. But they use SD memory.
Mm-hmm.
And, they have, the particular one I have is capable of recording up to, 720p, high-definition video. But it's capable of recording on RCA inputs or component inputs. And so I was thinking, well, that would make a really cool recorder device. So if I get some cameras or something like that hooked up in the car, then I can use the RCA out and record to that little camcorder device in a real-time stream. So like Adam was talking about with, putting the camera up to watch the road, well, then I could record that feed to the SD card. And if anything, happened, you know, it's a solid state. I don't have to worry about anything bouncing around. So, bad scenario, something happens, I get in a wreck or whatever. All I have to do is, you know, I've got my own, quote-unquote, little black box.
That way if somebody tries to rob you, then you've got video evidence, too.
Yeah, at least, you know, if I'm in front of the car or in camera range. But, yeah, you know, if somebody pulls out in front of you or does something, you know, one of those it's your word versus their word kind of situations. But like, oh yeah, where? Let's watch the tape.
Which they'd probably throw out.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how at all admissible it would be, but
if let me ask the expert here. If somebody had a camera in their car and videotaped the accident, would it be admissible in court? Asking the expert here.
Who would the expert be?
The person
involved in
that. Yes, hold on.
Hello. Okay, so if somebody had an accident, if somebody saw an accident and taped it, or if somebody was in an accident...
One of the vehicles in the accident had an onboard black box type device.
Possibly. I mean, it probably depends on the jurisdiction. You know, I'm sure it's very possible because state police, for instance, they carry these little pocket camera remote control things that turn their cameras on in their car, and it picks up audio and everything, and that's all admissible in court. So I would say probably. Very highly possible.
So, Morgellon, you could do that.
Excellent.
Hi, Morgellon.
Hello, how are you doing, Eve?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here playing Lin City, trying to achieve greatness. I'm addicted to it. Everybody knows what Lin City is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just check it. Yeah, I'm addicted to it. Fedora. Ten. I like it.
Fedora 10. I used to really like Fedora. It hates my computer, though, or my laptop.
Does it really?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was using Ubuntu for a long time and decided to try Fedora, and I like it just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ubuntu guy, I just don't regret.
She's playing her game, so she's giving the phone back.
Oh, okay. So we have a verdict now. It's admissible.
We have what?
We have a verdict. It's admissible, or probably admissible.
More likely than not admissible.
Yeah, it'd be admissible. Apparently, it's a felony if you videotape a crash, though. Or,
huh.
Right? Didn't you tell me that? Well, it's against it's a misdemeanor. What if you take pictures of cops at a crash?
You can't take pictures of cops at all, can you?
In this case,
I don't think so.
Video police action, or just like with any other kind of thing, without giving proper notification.
But it's in public, so
it doesn't matter. If you're going to videotape somebody, you're supposed to have their
permission.
Especially if it's
going to be published. Right. What if you're just taking a picture of a crash while you're driving down the road?
It's illegal to sit and photograph a crash and just find up traffic and get out randomly.
No.
Plus, you can.
Because when we were going down the road that day and I was taking a picture of that crash, you told me that the cops would pull us over for taking pictures.
If they catch you.
Good stuff.
Wouldn't the military something similar along the same lines? Like, you can't just randomly, like, take pictures of dudes in their military and all
yeah,
that? Like
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I take pictures of the military all the time, but usually they're flying over my house at 400 miles an hour, so.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, if you're on the base, you can't take pictures. And that has to do with, the whole national security issue.
Yeah.
Which they did relax that for a while. And then they might have reinstated it. But if you worked on the base, you can't take pictures of... Obviously, you can't take pictures of certain parts of the base. That are restricted
right.
areas.
Right. Any restricted... after a certain class, class is secret, you can't take pictures. So, anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up here in a couple minutes.
Nah. No, we still got a good another hour to go there.
What was that?
Santa hasn't finished his route around the Earth yet.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to bed.
But everybody got Arduinos for Christmas then.
Awesome! Look at that!
No, I got my triple EPC. That's what I'm going for.
Nice.
Who's that? I get a triple EPC.
What?
Who is that? Is that Enigma?
Yes. That would be me, getting in a triple E.
Enigma?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Congrats. Which one did you get?
The 901 series.
Very nice.
So 1 gig
16 gig solid state drive, some sweet little laptop or netbook or whatever.
Yeah, no, love it. I know I love mine.
Yeah, solid state's where it's at. We just had to replace the hard drive in her laptop. That's one of the reasons she's using Fedora Core, is because the hard drive fucking failed. And she replaced it herself. Woohoo,
nice.
She says. She replaced her own hard drive in her laptop because it failed miserably. But it was under warranty from Dell, so we got a free hard drive from Dell to replace it. And I blame the kid for dropping the laptop for making it fucking... for wrecking the hard drive, you know. We didn't get the solid state model. I don't even think we got the model with the free fall sensor. No. Because we got the Dell from the refurbished Dell, was the Dell warehouse?
Oh, yeah.
The Dell outlet where you get the refurbished models?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you look at the top of it, like, it says DEL with one L, and, like, there's an L off to the side, on the side of the thing, where the lettering got misplaced, and it's off to the corner. And for the longest time, I wondered why this L was on the side of the box. Like, what the fuck is this L doing here? Is this it's the left side? What the fuck? And then eventually I realized that it was like the L from the logo that had just gotten unstuck from where it was supposed to be and moved over like fucking 8 inches. And I was like, oh, well, that explains it. You know. But, yeah, solid state drives definitely fucking, you know, not to worry about the vibration and all that shit.
Yes, you can chuck it across the room and it still works.
I turned my EPC into a car PC.
Yeah.
And those little guys, for something just like straight out of the box, make a fantastic car computing platform.
Yeah.
Like, the screen gets broad enough to see daylight. I mean, like, I made a little platform for mine, and I put some Velcro on the bottom. And so, like, I literally just, you know, I'd get in the car, put my platform on the dash, the Velcro with the EPC on it. And I had GPS, internet, all that stuff going because I had my phone dongled to the EPC for internet. I had GPS going. It was fucking killer. And you don't have to worry about road bumps or anything like that. And, like, I could wear my sunglasses and still see the screen okay
nice.
On a bright, sunny day. So, fantastic little R unit. I hadn't really seen any other people doing that. I don't know if other people hadn't thought about or aren't interested in it, whatever. But yeah, like that was super awesome. Great.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So, does anyone have any closing words for our listeners? I guess.
Don't smoke crack. And to continue that thread, don't smoke meth.
Yeah.
Watch Bill Cosby rerun.
Freebasing okay?
No, freebasing is not okay.
I'm sorry I asked.
Cocaine is God's punishment for people with too much fucking money.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
This is the worst episode ever.
And to continue that thread, Apple is punishment for geeks with too much fucking money.
Yes, it is.
It's Linux for geeks with too much money.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is the worst episode ever.
No, this is the most awesome
no.
episode ever. What are you talking about?
Bitches don't know about how awesome this show is.
Hmm?
I said bitches don't know how awesome this episode's been.
Yeah, it's just
aristocrat. Aristocrat, no.
Well, the next time I do a live show, I hopefully will be a little more prepared and, you know, have stream working, and Klaatu will actually show the hell up. Pissed at him, by the way.
See, he's still pissed about Klaatu. That's why he thinks it's a bad show.
Seriously, he promised to sing.
Yeah,
Klaatu's on IRC.
What
you want to
give
him hell?
Hell
give
yeah.
Hell.
Like, yo, dog, I heard you like to listen to headphones, so I added a second headphone port so you could listen to your headphones while you listen to your headphones.
What was that?
See, only the crazy people laughed at that one. It was like the crazy test, okay.
You are a crazy cat, Mordellin.
Hey, yeah.
On that note, I think we're going to call it a night.
Okay.
We can call it a day if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a day. And if everybody wants to, you know, wish everybody a Merry Christmas and then, you know, drop off the call, I appreciate it. Thanks.
I'd appreciate it if you'd all hang up now.
Appreciate it if you get the hell off my conference.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus, yeah.
Happy non-denominational holiday, everyone.
Kwanzaa.
Yay.
Congratulations on waking up and breathing another day in a row.
Nice.
Y'all later.
All right, and now if we don't get to sleep, Santa Claus isn't coming. Ciao. Bye.
And I think we are done.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.